Hello and welcome to the Friday, October 18th, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Baltimore, Maryland. Let's get started today with an Internet Storm Center diary. And one story we have today is about a very plausible phishing email. The phishing email claims to come from Microsoft, uses as from address microsoft@mail.microsoft.com, and then tells the user that their email client needs to be updated. This sets the user up to then click on a URL that a web page will ask for the user's email provider, like Yahoo, Hotmail, Gmail, and ask for the username and password. So the apparent goal of this attack is to steal the user's email, username, and password. Once the user then relinquished their email address and password, they will, to top things off, be redirected to a genuine Microsoft page that talks about patching email clients. So the user will be left with the feeling that everything went fine and they are now more secure than ever. Given that the look and feel of this particular email does match Microsoft's standard layouts pretty well, I would expect quite a number of users to fall for this particular trick. Now, the other standard kind of observation here is that the phishing site is hosted on a compromised WordPress site. And then we got more presentations from the Hack in the Box conference in Kuala Lumpur. One about iMessage. The individual that gave this presentation did quite a bit of work here analyzing and reverse engineering how iMessage works. Essentially, iMessages are sent from your phone to Apple over SSL. Now, one thing they found is there's no certificate pinning happening. Certificate pinning means that the client remembers whatever certificate the server uses, insofar the certificate cannot be replaced with another valid certificate. So in order to intercept iMessages for their analysis, all they had to do is install another trusted root CA on the iPhone and then use a certificate that was signed with this particular root CA on a proxy and never able to intercept messages pretty easily. Once they were able to do that, then they had some insight into how iMessage works. And one of the first observations here was that usernames and passwords are sent in the clear, now in the clear over SSL. So this is not really all that different than a lot of other systems, but it does mean that Apple does know your password. So if you do use this password with other services, it may leak that way from Apple. The other thing they found is that because Apple really controls the key infrastructure that is being used in order to issue client keys for iMessage and similar Apple services, Apple could theoretically play man in the middle, even though the messages themselves are encrypted end to end, just because Apple controls the encryption and the key infrastructure. Interesting read if you are interested in more details, and the URL, as usual, can be found in the show notes. And Square, the company that is known for the little credit card reader that you can plug into your iPhone's headphone jack, just came up with a new way to send money: email. All you have to do in order to send some money to someone is send an email to that person and CC Square on that particular email message with the amount of money you would like to send as a subject. It's not really clear how all of this is supposed to be secured, given that email itself is not a terribly secure protocol. For the most part, they apparently do rely on TLS, which is frequently used between mail servers and between clients and mail servers, and the fact that many mail servers do require username and password in order to send an message from a particular email address. Not clear what additional security features are being used behind the scenes here, whether or not, for example, SPF or some of these other protocols are being used to aid in the decision whether or not an email is legitimate or not. But apparently no real cryptography, like any kind of S/MIME signing or so, of a particular email message is required for this feature to work. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.